Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo.
This your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
Really?
Yeah. Are we live?
Yeah, I think we live, babe.
We live?
Yeah.
We live and live in color?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, y'all, listen.
It's been a minute.
This your girl, Lady Free. And this is Pastor J. And if this is your first time tuning in, this is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. We are a love, life, and relationship podcast, so you're going to get all of that when you catch a show every Tuesday night. Now, listen, today you need to stay tuned in because tonight's topic is toxic man versus healthy man, and we're going to dig deep into that, okay?
Yeah, so, man. Yeah, man, listen, y'all, the last couple of weeks, man, it's been so exciting, man, to just kind of be with us. I've been excited, you know, special guests that we had come on and you know, just kind of dealing with, you know, just dealing with learning, man. And learning is knowledge is power, man, you know, and it's awesome, man. So I just want to thank you guys for those who have just been tuning in with us, man. We want to thank y'all. Remember this, y'all, please like and share. Share this content, man. If today's podcast brings value to your life, man, please share it with somebody that could use what we're going to give out today, man. So, you know, one of our hosts is not here today. Hey, Denise, how you?
Yeah. I got you, babe. Don't even worry about it. Too Real, we miss you.
Yeah, Too Real.
And, of course, we hope that you come back next week on fire like you always are. But tonight, we want to say hey to Ty. Good evening. Good evening, Denise. We are talking tonight about the toxic man versus the healthy man. So, of course, we want you to chime in because we're a podcast where we talk back to our audience and you talk to us, okay?
Yes.
So, babe, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. We're going to go.
Mom, Jesse, hey.
My dad is on.
Always.
Denise. Listen, y'all. Oh, and Ty. Listen, y'all. Okay, listen. Relationships. When you encounter relationships, when you are in relationships, relationships are supposed to help you grow. Relationships are something that you get into that you're really supposed to grow. There's supposed to be a betterment in relationships. As you grow in relationships, you become a better person. But some relationships keep us at a stagnant place. And in that stagnant place, we got to realize that those are levels of toxicity. Did I say it right?
You did. We worked
Cause
on
that. Yeah, she's been working on me because I've been saying this wrong word, toxicity.
Yes.
Toxiness. It is toxic.
So, listen, tonight, Too Real, we miss you.
Hey, Dad, what's
this
up?
This is a topic that is dear to her, so we're going to try to do it some justice, okay?
Allie's not in the building, but she's on the line. Thank you, Allie.
We love you, baby.
We love you, girl. We miss you, and we're praying for you. We hope everything turns out well for you this evening, all right?
All right, so we're going to start talking.
Yes, we are. We're going to start. So, okay, I'm sorry. I'm excited. I'm excited, y'all.
Okay, so I'm going to let you take the toxic man.
Well, so listen. I want y'all to realize that today's topic, me and my wife almost had a little disagreement today. And
we did have one.
Nothing wrong with disagreement. You know what I'm saying?
We had one.
Because we always have healthy disagreements. Nothing wrong with that.
But we come to a resolution.
You know what I'm saying? Because tonight we're going to resolve, you know, our disagreement. I promise you that.
He's so nasty.
Yes, I'm going to be.
He's so nasty.
But anyway. Anywho, so All listen, right. so
So, we almost got into an argument. That's where you are.
Because the topic today is about toxic men. But toxic, it, to me, is a behavior that is learned not just through men, but there's some, there it comes from family, you know, it comes from core beliefs, you know what I'm saying? It comes from a learned behavior, you know, cognitive behaviors, attachment behaviors. It comes from a behavior that has been learned throughout life, throughout our childhood, throughout things that we have not dealt with. So
and toxic, the disagreement came in because oftentimes when we get topics for the show, I get the topic, we put it out, and the topic is toxic man versus healthy man. And all I wanted to do was focus on the man tonight because of the title. And he just likes to do what he wants to do.
Yeah,
and
just I'm a change man. It. Because I'm a man.
But a lot of women, when they listen in, and some men as well, they want to, okay, they like, okay, toxic man versus healthy man. I need to know what a toxic man is. Yes. So hey, that's Tisha, what I wanted to like really hit tonight. What is a toxic man? Why is there so many relationships where the man is toxic and the woman either don't know it or she overlook it? I mean, this is serious. And then with everything going on in the industry today, we see that there's a lot of toxic behavior that's happening amongst a lot of these men and women.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. That you said what I was saying,
but
because we today's topic is about men, but to be honest, you toxic, like I said, is a behavior. It don't have a gender on it. Because I know some women.
Babe, but tonight our flyer says okay. Toxic man.
But we're gonna get into the behavior
versus toxic woman. We're
gonna talk about the behavior tonight.
Healthy man.
So here's the toxic. I'm gonna give y'all some signs of some toxicities. Toximities okay. or toximities and
toxicities
and all that. That one, so okay. We're gonna give you some behavioral, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay, so here's one behavior. Tisha, we love you. Girl, we gotta talk to you. We ain't talk to you in a minute. Hey Darren Phillips, love you, man.
We love you guys.
So here's one. Trust.
Wait, what?
This is the toxic behavior. These are symptoms of toxic behavior.
All right. Number one.
Number one, trust. Now, let me explain what I mean by
please.
That. Now, here you have an individual who consistently, sneaks. First of all, they sneak and get your code off the phone. You know what I'm saying? So they have the code. And what they do is when you're not around and you leave your phone down, they go through your phone. They look at you, you know, oh, sneaking to see who you talking to. Hey, Mike, my pop is on the line. What's up, Mike? They go to your phone. They don't trust you. There's a level of trust that they do not have. So what they do is they go to your phone, right? And then they're always looking at you like you're doing something you don't have no business doing. There's a level of trust that they don't have for you. And anytime somebody acts in a level of mistrust, it's really because they don't trust themselves. They don't trust who they are. They don't trust the actions that they would take in certain situations. So they put off what they are feeling inside on you. And they betray that energy to you.
Okay. All right.
How people versus healthy people. Okay, Mike, I got you. I don't understand what you mean by that, but I got you.
Okay, so
you wanna elaborate on that a little more about trust?
I do.
Okay, come on.
So it's more of a level of distrust. So when a toxic man portrays a lot of distrust, so he always where you at, what you doing, looking at your phone, then accusing, making accusations based on what they find in your phone. Some of them stalk, you know, and we're not talking about, okay, somebody just randomly decided one time I'm gonna follow them to see what they're doing. That's not good either. But the toxic man is chronic. So just keep that in mind. We're not just talking about the fact that he went in your phone one time or mm-hmm. These are chronic behaviors. These That's are right. extremes.
My
where
bro.
There's an extreme distrust where nothing you ever do is going to be good enough. You could be right there with them. on the phone talking, and they say you talking to someone that you're not supposed to talk to.
Yeah, yeah, that's a toxic behavior.
Very toxic.
My bro's on the phone. Aunt Tony Bird, T Bird.
Tony Bird, what's up,
bro? Love you, man. Lady Quenisha Brown, thank you for watching, tuning in. Here's another toxic behavior. Clinginess, over clinginess. This person, it has to be around you every beck and moment. This person even puts a time limit on what you're doing. You know, like prime example. You said you was gonna be home at 7 o'clock. It is 7:03, and you ain't home. That's a level of clinginess. You know what I'm saying? Always trying to figure out what you're doing. Always trying to be around you to make sure that you say what you're gonna, that you said you was gonna do. Making sure that you do what you said you're gonna do, and holding you to that. That's a level of clinginess.
Overly wanting your attention.
Overly wanting your attention. Needing your attention. Very needy for your attention.
Let me tell you another thing about overly needing your attention and you to be there with them, and they can't. Like, allow you to share your space with family members. They don't want you around nobody else but them.
Oh, who this is that? I don't like how your nephew was looking at you. My nephew?
Right. These are toxic behaviors. I even know that there's a such thing as men who don't want the wife to have children. Because if they have children, then the time that they want for themselves is going to have to be divided between them and the children. And that's a very, very toxic,
very toxic
environment to be in when this man needs, I'm talking about, he needs every bit of your attention. And that, a lot of times, the root of that is a very, very high sense of insecurity.
And not only insecurity, but has abandonment issues. You know, some people who have abandonment issues are afraid for people to leave because because a lot of times when a man or a young man or a young lady has grown up and the most important people in their life have left, or the most important people in their life had said that they were going to show up to things that were very important to you as a young person, and they didn't show up. A lot of times these people grow up with rejection issues. So when they get in relationships, this energy is transformed into your level of being afraid for people to leave. So you do whatever you have to do to cling on to these people. And it turns into a very level of toxic behavior. Because now what you have to do, with people like this, you have to now lose yourself to become what these people need.
Yes.
You have to lose yourself to now become, I'm going to say that again. You have to lose yourself to become what these people need.
And if you,
and that is, I'm sorry.
If you go anywhere, if you do anything,
yes,
you as the woman the woman will begin to start feeling some kind of way about going out. So then she'll start rejecting other people. Like, she'll start saying, yeah, I would go with y'all, but I can't go tonight because, and then she'll say,
you know how he is.
And then you start making excuses. Well, you know how he is, girl. He just be wanting me all to himself. And we start making excuses. And then that starts to train it trains us that now we are going to accept this as the norm. And when you accept that as the norm, you're not helping him and you're not helping to have a healthy relationship either, because at some point that relationship is not going to work well for you or him.
And look at it, and look at too. These are behaviors that don't help the relationship to grow. These are behaviors that help you, or not help you, because it's not helping, but these are behaviors that that allows you to lose yourself. And when you lose yourself in a relationship, then you are not your best self. And the only way that you could grow, or anybody that you're in a relationship can grow, is that both people can be their best self.
To be their self.
And to be their true, unapologetically free personalated self. Personable self.
Oh my.
You got to be able to be your best self when it comes to relationship. This is what grows the relationship.
Right. So, I mean, I know a lot of females that when you make those excuses, some females actually feel like that means he does love you. That means that, okay, my man love being around me. My man, he don't want nobody else. He don't want me to be around anybody else. He wants me out. Those kind of things. Some women actually like that. And so, therefore, they don't even see that the relationship is toxic. They don't even realize that that's a toxic behavior, because that's something that they long for, too. Because a lot of females who grow up without their fathers, they long for daddy.
Do you believe that
some women do. And I'm not saying it's healthy. I'm not saying it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I know some, I don't know them personally, but I know that there are some women who like the fact that this man wants them all the time to be around them, and they want their attention all the time. I know that there are some women who, I know a couple of them who actually likes the fact, and they pride themselves in the fact that, yeah, my man, he just want me out of himself, girl. You know how he is.
I know. See, you say they like it, but I honestly don't really know that they know that they're in a toxic relationship, because I believe most people believe that when they get into a relationship and they see these behaviors, they look at it like this person will change, or, you know, being that this person is with me, that this person that I'm with will see that I'm not this toxic person, and I believe that they will change. So I think there's an expectation that we put on a toxic relationship, believing that this behavior will get
and
different.
Some people were raised in it, and they feel like that if daddy does certain things, I saw my daddy do certain things to my mom, and to keep the peace in the house, the mother would say things like, you know, he just do that because he loved me, baby. Don't worry about it. And even though they feel that something is wrong, they still grow up with that mentality that he only hits me because he loved me, or he only does this. He don't like me going nowhere because he loves me.
My baby girl done tuned in with us. Miss you, girl.
Yes. My unprovoking. Hey,
mine.
Baby.
What's up, baby? And Tony Bird said, it's called looking for love in all the wrong places. You have to work on you. Exactly. You have to work on you. Here's another behavior that we got to recognize, with none understanding that this is what toxic people do. Avoiding responsibility. Avoiding responsibility is never owning up to your mistakes. Never owning up to when you're wrong. Never even say, you know, some people feel like, okay, I said sorry, you know what I'm saying? But apologizing is not just saying sorry. Apologizing is actually changing the behavior. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we say sorry to just shut you up.
And, you know, that's an abusive, that's part of an abusive behavior.
That's abusive behavior.
You know, you abuse, and then you come back with a gift to say, I'm sorry. Then you why can't I get words out? You abuse again, and then you come back with the sad face and this sad little demeanor, the victim, and I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. I don't know why I do this. And then you abuse. So that's part of an abusive mentality. And that's that thing that causes women to stay in limbo. It's like, she want to get out of the situation. She may want to get out of the relationship, but then he came back after the fact and said, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And she fell into his sorry. And when she falls into his sorry, then she forgives him. And then the cycle continues, and it continues until at some point she feels trapped and feel like, this is what I know.
That's right. But Mind Provoker said, expectation leads to disappointment and failure. It actually does. Tony says, it's called being held accountable. Both parties need to be held accountable. That's integrity. That's right. Mama Cheeks, 4 stages of abuse. That's right. Come on, with that clinical language. Yes. Mama Cheeks, we love you so much.
Hey, Mama Cheeks.
We love you so much. I promise you we love you.
So, okay, not taking responsibility is another part of toxic behavior.
Not taking responsibility.
So is it just not taking responsibility when you do something wrong, or just the fact of not taking responsibility, period?
But I just believe when it comes to issue, because here's the thing. A lot of times when problems come is because we have a disagreement, or we're trying to force our thoughts on people and want people to really understand where we're coming from. Mm-hmm. So if there's a disagreement and I said something, because 9 times out of 10, when you have toxic behavior, your conversation is sometimes it's passive aggressive.
Right.
Sometimes your conversation is aggressive, and we understand what brings what these communications being having these style of communications, it how it brings on to other people. So if you have an aggressive style of communication, especially when you don't take responsibility, what you're doing is now you're making this other people or the person that you're talking to, you're making them feel bad in the situation. So in other words, it's like I win and you lose. Because, you know, it's my point has to be get across, and however I got to get it across, you know, and people that don't take responsibility are not willing to assertively talk to straighten it out, as opposed to, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, it ain't me. It ain't never my fault, or it ain't me, or I'm this person.
That's another one. It's never my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's always your fault. No matter what it is, no matter what we go through, it's always your fault. And I remember when you and I were dating.
Yes.
Babe, I'm talking to you.
I hear you.
Okay, you was looking at your phone, though.
Okay.
You know I don't like that.
Ooh. Uh-uh. No, she didn't. See, this is a passive-aggressive conversation. No,
this is very this is very assertive, sir. Listen. Ooh. So anyway, like I said, I remember when we were dating, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like every time something happened, we had some arguments, like we had very big arguments a lot of times, and he never took responsibility. And that bothered me, because it's like, okay, the phone ringing, I'm thinking he gonna call me and say, hey babe, okay, so I'm sorry for how I'm just like, I know he gonna realize that he just like went off for no reason. I'm sure he gonna realize. So when he called back, I'm thinking it's gonna be a good conversation where we about to talk about what just happened, and he about to tell me he's sorry. And he would call me, and the phone was on the phone. He would say, "I just want to tell you how you made me feel."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "What? You just disrespected me, or you just went off on me because you didn't like something I said, or you didn't feel like I did something that you like, and you gonna sit up here and say I just want to let you know this how you made me feel." So I would have to sit on the phone and listen to his spiel and him basically attack me all over again, and make that whole thing about what I did that he didn't like.
Yes.
And it was never any accountability. And I'm telling you, as a female dealing with that, that does a lot to us as far as emotionally. It's like, man, when are we going to get it together? When are we going to have that conversation where he finally realized that his attitude sucks? Like, this dude has a horrible way of dealing with his emotions, because he just goes from 0 to 100. And that's why I know, like, even with everything that we deal with now, when we say we have an argument, it's not even the same. Because at some point, God has really turned things around and allowed and raised him up emotionally, like really raised him up in a very emotional way, like healed Jesse of so many things to the point. And me too. So don't get me wrong. I'm just telling about the fact of how you used to handle disagreements. I wasn't good at it either. So with both of us not being good at it, it just didn't work out right.
Yes. So Mama Cheeks, I like what she said. Really? She said, hold on. Mama Cheeks said, "Hello to all. Toxic behavior occurs when you expect people to live out your definition of love when they can't even live out God's definition of love." Exactly. Too real is on the line. Amen. Amen. I heard you, baby.
You did not hear me.
Yes, I did.
Tell me what I said. Tell me what I said.
You were talking about our arguments.
Right.
Yeah.
And what happened?
And how we don't know how women, you know, how it makes women feel when it comes to stuff like
that's
that.
That's so sad.
I understand. Yeah.
That is so sad.
No, it's not. So, but you know what that does, though? Honestly, though, it leads to, with that being said, it leads to a level of not taking accountability. It leads to a level of gaslighting. Which is another form of toxic behavior. It leads to gaslighting. And gaslighting is truly making Like what my wife is doing to me right now?
I'm not gaslighting. No.
Making when you make somebody feel wrong for you, when you make somebody question their judgment about what you're doing.
Well, wait a minute. How in the world am I gaslighting?
I just threw that out there.
Don't throw that in my lap.
That's right.
That's not what I'm doing.
That's right. Selective hearing. Stop it, mind provoking.
Yeah, selective hearing and deflection, Unc. Thank you, baby.
Yes, but so, you know, you got to make her feel like.
We still
like
working on some things.
You're going to still make her feel like she's wrong for what you've done. You know, I've done some things wrong, so I'm going to make you believe that you're the one wrong.
Right.
But really, I'm the one wrong, and I don't want to, so I'm a gaslight and put it on you.
Good
and
save,
make you
babe.
Think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Good save.
You know, like how she thinking I'm doing wrong, but. Yeah.
No, uh-uh. But that is, and you know what? At the time, back then, we didn't know about gaslighting. So I did not know that's what he was doing to me.
Who?
You.
What?
Back then, babe. Uh-oh. Not now.
I was like, what? Huh?
No,
no,
back then,
saved,
like
glory. No, I'm saved now. I don't gaslight. I put the fire out.
No, not now. I'm saying back then. See, that's that selective hearing, but it's okay. We're going to work on it.
Yes.
We're going to work on it.
We work
all
on
right,
it.
All right, so gaslighting, that's when you make the other person think they wrong for something you did bad.
Yeah,
right, am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Making you question your own judgment. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Here's another toxic behavior. Because she gonna go and deal with, you know, the healthy behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another one. Straight up compulsively lying. Just straight out lying.
Right.
That is woo. One thing. Okay, now I gotta say this. I was watching Good Times the other day. I grew up watching Good Times, so I'm telling my age, but Good Times is like one of my favorite sitcoms. And Florida Evans, I promise you, one thing about Florida Evans, even how they lived in the ghetto, but one thing she always did, well, when it came to lying, she didn't want to have no part to do with it. And, you know, sometimes the kids and James Evans wanted to kind of, you know, manipulate certain situations because, like, no, this is our ticket out the ghetto. And she was like, no, if we got a lot to get that way, then I don't want it. I don't want no parts of it. And when I saw that, it reminded me of my wife because my wife, she stands on that, you know, and I thank God because, you know, she grew up in a family that was her mother and father. He's a pastor. She's a first lady. So they taught her morals about being, you know, God
having
fearing,
integrity,
having integrity. You know what I'm saying? So my wife will tell shit.
I remember growing up, my son used to be like, Mama, you won't even lie on a food stamp application. We need food.
Yeah, we need
food.
And
I'm like, look, I'm not finna lie to get no food. Like, if I'm a lie, let it be about something that's like big. I'm not going to compromise my integrity to get no food stamps. But at the end of the day, I think it was all just because I know God don't work with no lie.
Yeah.
Now, he'll help you with the truth. And it has shown true in our, even in our marriage, as we started trying to grow and understand integrity and not to lie on application and finagle nothing a little bit and try to do little things to get by. Like, I'm standing on that. I'm sorry. God don't, he don't bless no lie. But I'm not saying I've never lied. Yeah. But I'm not going to lie on no application.
I ain't going to put you out there. I ain't going to throw you in the bus.
What you talking about?
She said, I ain't never lied. When we gangly throw it.
What?
No.
No, go ahead.
I want to answer a question. There's a question on here from Denise. Denise said, what about scriptures people use toward their spouse? Wives, submit yourself to your husband. Well, that is part of the scripture. So you're going to use a scripture, then you got to use the whole scripture.
And you're going to have actions to back up wife is supposed to be submissive.
Yeah, yeah, but that because when you just use that part, that's just part of the scripture. And you can't use as a level of warring to get your wife to submit and just say why you're supposed to submit yourself to your husband.
And usually if you pay attention, a man that's doing the right thing and handling his business as a husband, as a lover, as a partner, as a friend, that man is not going to ever have to say, well, you're supposed to submit yourself to me because the Bible say you don't have. That's like a man walking around saying, I'm a man. You don't have to tell me you're a man. I see that you're a man. So if a man is doing the right thing in the household and if he's using this scripture in the wrong way, that's ugly anyway. But no, a man who's handling his business will never have to say that scripture to you.
And two, if a man was busy in his posture and his submission, then he would never, ever have to tell his wife to submit, because submission is automatically voluntarily but automatic when you are in position of submission
and
yourself.
And if you don't have a mission, if you live in your life footloose and fancy free and not on purpose, your wife is supposed to be your helpmeet. That means she's supposed to help with the mission God gave you to do. That's why it's called submission. You are supposed to submit yourself underneath the vision of God. So if he don't, if he's not doing what God called him to do, then I don't know about that.
Yeah, and then too, that's like hiding behind the Bible, and that's to me, that's not cool to hide behind the scripture and use that to manipulate. Because to
and
me,
that's what
still
it's called. You're using it to manipulate.
But you know, there's a, and a lot of men don't realize that most women have been created to be the helper to the husband. But the point is, when we don't bring the purpose or the vision to the wife, you know, we want them to submit to just what we say.
Yeah. I mean, to them.
Do we want them to just submit to what we say? But a woman has been created to automatically fall in her characteristic to help a purpose. So if you give her a purpose, then what she's going to do is she's going to automatically fall in line to and position herself to help the purpose. So when the focus is on the purpose and what God has called you to do, then you won't have to worry about forcing your
will
and get out of the will, forcing your will. You won't
right.
have to worry about that.
Because if his posture is submission to God and my posture is submission to my husband, then that means both of us are in the right posture, and we don't have to look. When I look over, I'm going to see him on his knees the same as me. So, yes. So it's never going to be, no, you need to. If I see you doing it, then I'll follow suit.
That's right. My baby right. girl said, usually when we ask questions, we already know the answer. True, most women do, yeah. We want to see if others would be forthcoming. Yeah.
We want to see if you're going to tell the truth. And a lot of times when we're talking about lying, people lie. Okay, let's get that out of the way. But when you are a chronic compulsive liar and it seems like nothing coming out of your mouth is true, I can't get you to be honest about nothing. Even if I show you the
that
text
make you
messages.
Stop questioning. I don't even know if your name is what you tell me.
Right. And then,
is that your name?
And then this is the crazy part. If you lie about little things, you know what most women say? If he lying about something little like that, then what else is he lying about?
Yes.
Like, would you really be honest about the big things if you lying about the little things? That's very toxic, because without trust, there is no relationship.
Mama Cheek said, yes, lies put you in control and blind the hand of
bind.
God. And bind. I'm sorry. I got glasses on, y'all. I'm wearing glasses now. But here's the thing about lying. I don't excuse lying, because lying is not the will of God. But at the end of the day, sometimes...
You said but.
Yeah, I put a but to it, because sometimes when people have not really dealt with who they really are, sometimes they don't even like who they are, and they're scared to give you the person that they believe is ugly. So they're not happy with the person that is in front of you. So they won't even give you their whole self. So already they're not being forthcoming with even in their actions. So if they're not being forthcoming in their actions, then they're not going to be forthcoming in their words, because those two line up. If I'm happy with what I am, I don't care what you think about me. But if I'm not happy with who I am, then I do care what you think.
That goes into being the healthy man.
Yeah,
not
that goes
knowing
exactly.
That, knowing who you are and knowing that you don't owe anybody anything. That's healthy. But when you, and I get it, you saying people lie because they don't like themselves, they don't want to show the ugly. But I'm inclined to believe that a lot of people lie because they've conditioned themselves that that's the best way to keep from dealing with issues.
Yes.
That's what I believe.
Allie Crane, too real, she said, being able to admit you are wrong is the most important thing in any relationship. Lying is unacceptable, because God will expose you. And when you lie, it just snowballs, which makes it even harder to tell the truth in any relationship. Lying only creates insecurities and distrust. The relationship will never be able to grow.
And yes. That's what we want. We want the relationship to move forward. So it's like if we're stuck because it seems like we're not moving, because we can't get past lying, mm-hmm. because we can't get past people being called out their name and disrespected, and now you bringing me down low, and it's all because you don't want to face who you are, and you don't want me to be to succeed because you don't feel good about who you are. And I'm talking about the toxic man. You don't feel good about who you are, so instead of you congratulating me and my success, you say all kind of negative, nasty things towards me as if you don't like the fact that I'm doing something good, like I'm acting like I'm better than you. And all of these things happen to keep you stuck in a relationship. But whenever anybody gets in a relationship, they don't get in it to get stuck. They get in it to move forward. And most women get in relationships. I don't care what we say. We good. We cool with just kicking it. For the most part, we get in that relationship because we want something more out of it.
Hey, Eliza, you made it. We miss you, girl. My daughter niece, she got my back. She said, but cancels the previous statement. He meant yet. Hello. Thank you, daughter niece. She got my back. But Denise said, I like what she said. Men and women are raised different nowadays. Coming together in this generation is complicated. It is. Because a lot of these behaviors turn into core beliefs. And once you have this level of belief, and you've been with this belief system and your mindset for so many years, when you get into relationships, and it's so, this is why it's so important that when we get into relationships, we understand the family tree. We understand what that family believes.
Yes, not where just, they come from.
Not just the family tree, but what this family believes. Do they believe in God? You know what I'm saying? Because do they practice witchcraft? Do they, practice roots or something like that? You gotta look into all of that.
Important.
Because these shape our level of behaviors as we get older. So yes, we are men and women, not even just men and women, but this, the generation has been, this generation, God knows, is being raised from culture.
But y'all listen.
From culture beliefs.
Even though we see the generation being raised, that's why we're here on this podcast. Because we are firm believers, as well as those who watching. We believe that we can play a big part in changing the narrative. We don't have to raise our kids that way. We can teach them. We can teach kids around us. Like, I see kids sometimes. I'm like, here, come here. What you doing? And I talk to them quick.
Yeah,
because the kids these days, we don't have people speaking up and teaching anymore. We just let it go because I ain't fit to fool with nobody else's kids.
Yes.
Why not? It's our responsibility. As long as we know our motive is right and we're saying stuff love, we need to be the ones to stand up. It only takes one to make a difference in somebody's life. So, yeah, Denise, you're right. The way they raise nowadays is different, but we can make a difference still.
Eliza said, no excuse, a lie is a lie. Love it. Jaquetta, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Jaquetta?
A lie is a lie.
That's right. Let me read what Tisha said.
Yeah, Tisha.
She says, the only lie I will excuse is when it's for a positive reason, i.e. a surprise that'll put a smile on my face. I agree.
But listen, now, like I said, I don't excuse lying. But again, you got to understand what the place that the lie comes from. Because some people, I really believe that most lies come from a broken place. I don't believe, and again, when you're not ready to deal with this person, then the lie is going to continue because you don't want to present this. You got Johnny Cochran. You got a lawyer representing you instead of you being yourself.
So it's, you being a representative.
You being a representative.
But at the same time, some people, you're fronting. I said, they just lie because it's easier. Simple and plain.
My sister on the phone, Robin Holmes. Robin just did a podcast about an hour ago, and she tuned in with us. Girl, you was awesome. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Robin, we love you. And we have Marvin and Aunt Dot on the line. Hey, Aunt Dot. Okay, so y'all listen. Are we finished talking about the toxic man?
We got some questions. No, hold on. So Mama Cheek say, Allie Crane said, women are equally toxic. And then Mama Cheek said, Question, can you wait on your spouse to come into the truth?
What does that mean?
Can you wait? But, well, I guess what she's saying is like I said, this goes to before you even get to this being your spouse.
Yeah.
You got to allow them to heal. You can't get married to a broken person because some people get married broken and think that the marriage is going to heal the broken place. And when you're waiting on that broken person inside of the marriage, that weight is only God can help you in that weight. And that weight, and then you are not to wait. I believe the weight should not, it should be turned to weight, that those things that we put on our shoulders to weigh us down. So now what we're doing is we're carrying somebody else's issue. And God didn't create us to carry weight. That's God weight. So we got to give that weight to God and pray that God actually delivers this person to a level of healing. So my wife said one thing that's so key to be in a heal fee relationship. You have to heal first so that you can be healthy.
Right. And the thing about the can you wait? I'm not exactly sure what you mean per se, but the thing that came to my mind is a lot of women, we believe we can change a man, but a woman can never change a man. A woman can only help the man to understand or encourage him to be better.
Yes.
But he has to have the desire to change and be better. And then he has to have the Holy Spirit, which is a changing agent inside of him, living in him, so that spirit can help him clean him up from the inside.
Yes.
Because outside of that, man was made from the dust of the earth. That's dirt. Without God breathing into him and man becoming a living soul, he's just dirt. And you can't expect dirt to do anything but be dirt.
Come on, Free. And recognize this too. And another reason why men don't like dealing with this, because we got to look at factors here. Some men grew up and they didn't have their fathers in their lives. So this is a void. So again, when you have not been equipped for life, by this, the very first person you learn how to be in relationships with, you know, and that person is absent. Do you know the behaviors that you carry on from the absence of your father and the raising of a mother, you know, saying without the father there, without the balance of a healthy family environment?
Do you know that's what toxic relationships stem from?
That's where it stems from.
The fact of having a very unhealthy example or the lack thereof.
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah. That's where it comes from.
Girl, you about to get
so it. We hear these men with their stories about, you know, what happened growing up and ain't have no daddy. And then as a woman, we start to feel sorry for them. But instead of feeling sorry for them, listen intently.
That's
because
right.
Toxic men are created from having to live with a very unhealthy example and environment. Not all men that were raised up that way chose to go in that way, but that's why you have to pay attention, because we wonder why. So Pastor Jay asked me, but why do so many women end up with toxic men? Like, why do you even deal with? Because let me tell you something about a toxic man. My coworker and I was talking about it today. Toxic men are very, very, what do you call it? Not smooth. They are like a snake. What do you call it?
Serpent.
They not crafty. Oh, my goodness.
They're smooth.
No, It wasn't. It's not that. I'll think about the word in a minute. But they'll pay for your food, and they'll make sure, you want a drink? Get drinks for the whole table. They are very, I can't think of the word. If somebody has that word, let me have that word. Give me that word.
Okay, we're not gonna be able to read.
Charming.
Yes.
Okay. Mia Williams. Thank you, baby.
Mia. What's
a
up,
lot
Pastor
of
Mia?
Toxic men are very charming, and that's why we don't notice them a lot of times, because they come with that charm, and that's the person we think we're gonna get. So they're charming at first, and all of a sudden you fall in love with this charming guy, and then he flip on you. Because men who are toxic, they have to represent that way in public. But it's when they get in their private spaces at home is when they get a chance to shed that skin. And now here they are, the person that they really are. And as the person that's in a relationship with them, you're the one that's going to have to be in that situation, in that house, in that private, and deal with or go through that toxicity because you fell in love with a charmer. And now you seeking and running after that trauma like crack cocaine.
That's right.
You running after that same feeling that he gave you in the beginning, and you're going to keep trying to work. And, well, I know he was this way. No, ma'am. That was his representative.
Yeah. So, listen. So, the next one I want to deal with now, we got all these women on here. And I really, hey, Mama Pearlie, we miss you. We miss you. But I want to deal with this next one. And then my wife is going to, you know, we're going to try to fit all this in. This one, with all you women on, this is very toxic, but I need you to understand that there is the reason. Cheating. When he is a cheater. Now,
Slow down, babe.
I don't believe, but I know this happens a lot. Most people feel like when they're cheated on, they feel like, well, he cheated or she cheated on me because I'm not enough. He cheated or she cheated on me because I'm not good enough. But I got to tell you that the reason why the person cheated was not because of you. It was because of what was inside of them or the lack thereof. It was what was inside of them or the lack thereof. Yeah. So again, remember this. Cheating is only to me, and this is to me, it ain't in no book or nothing like that, but it is in a book, but I'm just giving my opinion right now. I believe that cheating is just a level of feeling a place of where you're empty at, a place of this is missing from my life. And a lot of times we don't know how to handle it. And again, remember, I can only talk for a man because I was in that situation. I'll be honest with him. I can tell on myself. I cheated. And when I cheated, it wasn't because of what she didn't do or what she did. It really honestly had nothing to do with her.
Not at all.
It was that she wasn't fulfilling what I needed. What I thought I needed. And it had, and again, it had nothing to do. It had everything to do with what was empty.
Because that hole in your soul is too big for a person to fit.
Exactly.
No woman can fit that. And another thing, when it comes down to that, we have to remember that, and it seems weird, but it's true. When we start saying, why did you do that to me? How could you do this to me? Even though we don't hear this often, this is a true statement. You have just taken the role of victim.
Yes.
So now you made this man's infidelity about you, and it's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with his insecurities. Let me tell you something. One thing about a toxic man, outside of the fact that he's charming, any man that is toxic is very, very, very insecure. He has very low self-esteem, and he tries to portray himself as someone who has it all together. He has high self-esteem, but that is the furthest thing from the truth. Whenever you see a toxic man, he has low self-esteem. He needs validation, probably most of the time from a woman. And if he, and one thing about the flesh can never get enough. So I don't care how great of a woman you are. I don't care how much you satisfy him, how much you try to do everything he needs you to do. You will never be able to satisfy the flesh of a toxic man.
You will never be able to.
Never.
You will never be able to mend brokenness. I don't care. That's not
only God, baby.
Only God can do
it. Only God.
Yeah, Mind Provoker said it goes back to representation versus presentation. Yes. That was what we were talking about.
And Robin, I love that she said cheating is a result of a void of something and a lack of discipline.
Yes.
A void and a lack, but it has nothing to do with you.
My boy Al, what's up, man? Al said, it's the flesh. That's the fight. Yes, we're fighting in
our
flesh.
It's the fight.
It's a fight. We're actually warring with our spirit and our flesh. Like, and some of this time, man, just don't worry. Actually, When you're fighting with that with yourself, you're really telling yourself, you know what? I don't even care no more because I can't go through this confusion in my head.
You get exhausted.
Yeah, and trust me, there's a level of exhaustion that comes from it. So it, mental, yes, it, yeah. It is a choice. Tisha said it's a choice. It is a choice because, but remember this, the choice is really all we know at that point what to do. Because what some people do.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning like some people choose women, some people choose drugs, some people choose certain things, but it's like what you feel at that moment that's going to help you to not have to deal with what you need to deal with. So these are certain, these are coping mechanisms. That's what they are. They're coping mechanisms. So cheating is a coping mechanism. I'm going to, but not realizing, because we don't realize the pain that we cause behind that. And then we don't understand the trouble that we open, the doors, the unwanted doors that we open that come behind it. And then we're not even thinking about that at the time, because at that time, what we really thinking about is just fulfilling what we feel is empty inside, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, y'all, let's take a minute to talk about the healthy man.
Hey, Tanisha, God bless you.
Because this man needs to be discussed as well. So, I listened to R.C. Blake. This man has this topic I'm talking about on lock. So, a lot of the stuff I'm going to say, it's me repeating something that he said that I agree with. Okay? He says, healthy men are created by parenting. They had a great example in their life. Toxic men, vice, is the exact opposite. He says, either that, you know, a lot of time women say, once a cheater, always a cheater, or once a low life, always a low life. But according to R.C. Blake, he's saying no, because a healthy man can come from brokenness. What does he mean by that? He says, if you have a divine intervention with God, God will help you get from that broken place to that healthy man. And that should be every man's desire, is to strive to be that healthy man. He says they were raised right and they have a strong male circle. A lot of times we live like an island. We don't want nobody, men don't want anybody to tell them what to do. A lot of men don't like to listen to other men. But if you have a strong male circle, and these are men that can feed you wisdom, these are men that can counsel you, mentor you, that can, you can bump your relationship issues off of, and they'll give you some good advice. I'm not talking about them people that's going to say, man, if I was you, I'd leave, or I'll do this. We're not talking about that guy.
Yeah, that's true. It really comes from that family structure. There's a comment that I want to kind of Al West said something else, so I like what he said.
Okay,
I said, meditate on what you can lose first before you make a mistake on false gains. I like that, Al. Like that. My Aunt Liza said, well, if you know that, then stay single. Men and women need to stop making other people the casualties of other emotions.
Of their emotions. In a perfect world, Aunt Liza, that would be like the best way to go.
Yeah, that'll be the best way to go. But sometimes, again, when you are truly dealing in these mental behaviors, I really honestly didn't really believe in mental behaviors, because I thought that this was something that we made up. But as I started studying behavior and understanding how they derive and where they come from, you know, we can't ignore that these are things that happen. You know, our lives have been shaped by certain situations that we didn't even have control over. Sometimes, things that happened in our childhood that we had nothing to do with.
Yeah.
But it shaped the way we believed as we got older. It shaped the way we protected ourselves as we got older.
Yeah.
It shaped the way we hid in our shell as we got older.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It shaped our fears. It shaped our... It did.
Everything.
It shaped it. So, and it caused us to have levels of anxiety, levels of worry, levels of control, levels of, you know, and these are mental behaviors. It's
a pathology. It's real. Pay attention to your family line. What's the pathology? Did your grandmother fall for men like this? Did you see it in your mama? You know, you got to look and pay attention to the pathology to find out what path are you going down, and then choose to go a different direction. So, listen, we only have about 6 minutes left. So let me run through these these few little things real quick about the healthy man, because sometimes we talk about the negative so much and we don't get a chance to talk about the positive. So
you ain't gonna have enough time. We may have to come back next week.
Okay, well let me say a couple of these things if you don't mind, please. Because we done sat here and spent the whole hour. We were supposed to split half and half.
It's okay.
And I was patient.
Okay. You get the whole hour. You can have a whole hour.
No. Because we want people to understand, too.
I know, but we also want to engage the people who are making some good conversation.
Go ahead, baby.
Thank you. You're going to get your...
No, it's not about me getting nothing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hold on. Thank you, Tony Bird. This good stuff. But hold on. Robin Hood, celebrate. Wait, hold on. Let me go back.
Go back.
Tisha said, a healthy man will break generational curses. Yes. Robin, celebrate the men who own their journey and process to become and maintain their healthy state of being. Yes. Right. Mama Cheek said, healthy men spring from the word of God. Exactly.
That's good.
Al West, we need better moms also these days for future women. Bitterness is today's pandemic.
Ooh.
Al West. Yes, again, coping mechanisms. Coping mechanisms. Pearly Crane, Mama Crane, a lot of men don't know how to treat their mate because they never had a father figure in their life. And that's right.
All they had was their mother.
Yes. So this is what I'm saying. So we may call it selfish behavior, but it's behavior that we've learned. You know what I'm saying? Behavior, one thing about behavior, it is learned.
Yes, it is.
Behavior is learned. And when we learn, and the only person who can redirect what has been embedded in us from a child is God. So we have to really understand that our level of being is created in the Holy Spirit. Because remember, when he breathed the breath of life into us, what he does is he breathes his spirit inside of us. So we got to understand that he is the one that's operating and controlling our every being. So when we actually are able to give ourselves to him, then guess what he does? He actually pours his love, which is because what we are is we are created in his image.
Come on.
We are the reflection of God.
Right.
So when we can realize that God is our source and God is the reason why we are. And remember this, even in those level of pattern behaviors, those things come to really kind of bring us to, because God, everything, the scripture says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. So what that means is everything we go through, there's a purpose behind it. Even if it's bad, even something happened to it that we feel is bad, because we may think it's bad. And we may think it's bad because it triggers a pattern of behavior that we've learned. So right. We may think it's bad, but God is saying, I'm taking what you believe, well, what you thought was bad, and I'm using that very thing to use for your level of protection.
Right.
I'm taking that very thing that you thought was what was going to break you to actually build you up.
Wow.
Because guess what? The only way we're going to learn how to drive a car, guess what, is we got to get behind the wheel.
This is true. This is true.
We got to get behind the wheel. And we can't, and what we can't complain is about how people are driving. Because remember, who is in control? When we understand who is in control, then we'll go to the person that's in control,
right,
who can take control over the outcome what we believe that's in control of us.
And this is a good comment where Mama Cheek says, if we're honest, sometimes we run into spousal differences to work on us.
Yes, exactly.
To work on us.
You're a coping mechanism. Again, that's what we go back to. These are all level of coping mechanisms. We do what we can do to get through what we don't know how to get through.
Yeah.
Because some of us really honestly don't know how to get through it. We don't know how to get through the pain. And what we think that's going to help us get through the pain is we'll make a choice. Yes, they are choices.
They are choices.
But these are the choices that we know how to make. That's why it always says, that's why the scripture says, cast down every imagination and think on these things above. Because if we can turn our thoughts and turn them to think like how God think, how do we think like God? We get in the word of God.
You got to get in there and find out.
You got to find out how he thinks.
He said, I put my whole brain in the Bible. Pick up the book.
Come
and
on.
Read it if you want to know what I'm thinking.
Come on here.
And some people need to know what God thinks about them. You probably were told all your life you wasn't nothing, or you probably was in a relationship where someone made you feel like you nothing, you this, you that, and called you all kind of names until I have a friend girl now, love her to death. She said to me very transparently, I'm starting to believe it. Like, I'm starting to believe the things that he's said about me. It's true. But you have to, okay, what does God think about me? Go in the Bible and find out, I actually Google it. What does God think about me? And he says the things that he thinks about you, and they're in verses that you could read over and over until you really get to a point of believing exactly what your creator says about you. Because if he created you, that's the only opinion that should matter.
We apologize for not getting through to every comment because we usually try to get to, but there's a lot of y'all on here today. And we thank God for that. And we're going to actually going to continue this part two. We're going to do this next week.
We'll continue with Allie here because this was a topic she really wanted to talk about.
We love,
so
man,
we want her to be here too.
I promise you, we love you with all our. But I just want to give a quick testimony because I got a brother on here. I got a brother on the line. He's still on here. Thank God for him. Who actually is a living testimony of how when he turned his life over to God, his level of thinking totally changed.
Okay.
Totally. My boy, my brother, Tony Bird on here.
Oh, Bird.
My boy, Tony Bird. When I tell you what he did to cope with what he didn't know how to cope with.
Man.
And if he allows me to tell his testimony, man, I'm telling you, man, this guy, I didn't even know he would, because he a lot of things that he was doing, he wouldn't tell me because he knew as his brother, I'm going to hold him accountable to look, God, man, that's not God. That's not God. So he didn't tell me. And I understand why he didn't tell me, because he probably didn't want to hurt me. But at the end of the day, there was a level of what he was dealing with. And it was, I tried my best. And one time we even got into an argument where I was, man, if you don't listen to God, I was forcing what I felt that he should understand. But it wasn't me. Cause God had to take him through in his timing. Cause God had to teach him in his fall.
Come on.
In his fall, God taught him that I'm the one that's keeping you. You may think you're falling, but I'm the one taking you through this so you understand where I'm bringing you to.
One day we're going to have to bring him on here to tell his testimony, how he went from playing drums for James Brown, his father being Bobby Bird, how he went from that, getting caught up in that lifestyle.
He said, go ahead and tell it.
Being raised in that lifestyle. We talking about drugs. We talking about alcohol. We talking about women. We talking about being married to a woman of God who kept praying for him through all of this, sticking by him, to the fact that he tried to kill himself when his mother passed just last year, was put into a was it a mental home?
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was a hospital or because he tried to drug himself to death.
Coping mechanism,
right?
When it
tired
becomes,
of life,
when it becomes so painful for you in your heart,
exhausted.
To you, the way you cope with it to not deal with it is you go to drugs. He wasn't gonna cheat on. That's one thing he would never do: cheat on his wife.
But he went to drugs.
He went to his so doing that. Man, God took him. God had to use that to get him by himself in this facility
that
so that he can talk to him.
That toxic mouth, that rage, that all of that. He went through all of that. And then when you look at them now.
That's right.
Him and his wife.
My boy Al West, same thing. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
No.
Same thing with Al. Al is a super producer for G-Unit. Al produced everybody in the music industry. Al West. Same thing. Coping. And God, man, God, he got a testimony. For some reason, he went through, not for some reason, but went through a tragic loss, losing his son. Losing his son. Went through a tragic loss. And I know how painful that is. Because trust me, to lose your seed from a tragedy. Come on, man. God bring him, and to hear him saying what he's saying now, and to hear how he's talking on here, and to hear how he's giving God, you know, everything that he know that I couldn't have been able to make this thing without God in my life and in my thoughts.
Listen, Bird said sometimes God will break you so that he can rebuild you.
Yes.
And that's for anybody out there that feel like they're going through any of this. And this is the beautiful part about this. Every single thing God took him through, he gonna use it. And that's how I know that this man and his wife are going to be very powerful in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Because they have been through so much. They made it through it together. Even had a moment of separation, but God brought them back together. So now they can help people who even went through that. So yes, their yes. testimony is great when it comes down to their walk with Christ and how she, baby, she pulled him through with prayer. She stuck by this man thick, thin, and otherwise. And now their relationship is healthy and they living for God. So that's a blessing.
So I believe that's why this is going to segue into next week's topic, because we got to continue this. But I believe that you will not stay toxic if we get out the way and allow God to work in those levels of Absolutely. Toxic behavior, so that now self can die and that God can rise up. My baby girl, my cousin is on here, Aisha.
Aunt Liza, there is no drug addiction that is too strong for God. Robin says God will let us fall into the deepest, darkest pit, and then he'll reach way, way down and mm-hmm. rescue us as soon as we turn to him. And look, that's what's going
to
happen.
Look what he did to Jonah. He allowed Jonah to get swallowed mm-hmm. by a whole whale.
And
we're going
to
have
to talk about that big fish next week.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. I'm sorry, y'all.
Our time is far spent, y'all. This has been an amazing
Denzel,
time.
What's up, bro?
This has been an amazing time. Y'all, listen, if this podcast meant anything to you,
please,
if it
like
helped
and share,
you in any
please
way.
Please share the content, man. Share the podcast.
Y'all, I don't know. We're going to have to work on our communication.
Oh, we're going to work on it tonight. We're going to communicate tonight.
If this podcast means anything to you, we don't even want you to share it if it didn't touch you
we'll
in some
our.
Way. Because we are intentional about helping people in relationships to build healthy relationships and grow forward. So if this meant anything to you at all, please share it with somebody that you love and give it to them as a
and
gift.
And before we go, listen, y'all, my sister Tanisha Walls is on here. Look, she had surgery the other day and God is still healing her.
Amen.
We still believe in God to
Amen.
Heal her.
Come on.
So those of you who are on here can agree with us and touch with her and pray for her healing, that God will truly just continue to heal her body, continue to do
Absolutely.
What he can.
Absolutely.
And we thank God for the rest of you on there. Yes, thanks, Al. Al said, yeah, we're going to send out the notifications. Please like and share. And check us out, y'all. We're starting a whole new ministry called The Marriage Class. We're starting a whole nother page for
it's
that.
It's just a different portion
it's a
of
different,
the ministry.
Yeah,
a
different
shift.
Portion of
yeah.
the ministry, because these are basically just married couples that God is allowing us to minister to. So
all right. So it is now 9:07.
Okay. I got you. I got you.
Oh, he wouldn't let me do my part. But okay, anyway. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to just say thank you guys so much for just indulging. This is real talk. This is who we are.
See you Sunday, Aunt Liza.
See, this is who we are. We give it to you real. We give it to you raw. It's about love, life, and relationships. So until next Tuesday, we just want to say we love you. Same bat channel, same bat place. Meet us here.
Be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.